Time now to go to Sunday school with the professor. Giants third base coach Ron Wotus with Marty Lawrence.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
On your home of Giants baseball.
Good answer. Like the way you think.
KNBR 680, the sports leader. Brought to you by River Islands, one of the country's top-selling master plan communities just across the Altamont in Lathrop. Where else can you live on a lake, next door to a park, or walking distance to your kids' new school? With 10 new neighborhoods, River Islands is the one place you can't afford to miss.
Well, we're joined by the professor down in Arizona. Whoa, how are you this morning?
Marty, I'm doing well. I'm enjoying the morning before the park comes to life, as you like to say, and I'm seeing something I've never seen before.
Go ahead.
Which is.
Go ahead.
You know, they have AstroTurf here, so they have the chain link drags that you drag the dirt in the infield, but they're actually dragging the grass on the infield, because I guess every 4 foot section that the grain goes one way, it's, you know, they have it crisscross, so you get that stripe look when you look at it from above. But they're actually dragging the infield grass with those drags.
Well, and they got the coconut shells in there, right, Woe?
Yeah, they must be smoothing out the coconut shells, and they want the they want that turf to lay. It's not grass, turf to lay a particular way, so it gives it that look. So I've never seen it before. Very interesting.
How does it play, by the way?
It plays really good, honestly. I've been impressed with it down here. You know, I've always had a hard time getting the turf, the grass, the real grass to grow with the heat. And, you know, the roof, they'd have to open it up to get sun, then they have to shut it to cool the place down. So I'm sure it's a lot better for them for a lot of reasons, AC and everything else included. But it plays well. It's very consistent. The seams don't seem to come in play. Of course, they have a whole dirt infield, and they just have the grass. And there's not many lips. So far, so good. It's played very consistent.
Adam, go ahead.
Oh,
Adam.
I'm here. Yeah. Is the dirt now then different, too? Because the dirt, I remember they used to talk about, used to bake down when they'd open up the roof at Arizona.
Well, I don't know if they changed the dirt or not. It looks the same. That's a good question. It looks like it's the same dirt. But, you know, to your point, you know, to keep this thing regulated comfortably for the fans, you know, they had to have the roof open for the sun. And then to cool this big building down, anybody that's been here, this place is humongous. And the AC bill just to cool this down. So now the roof is shut, you know, all day long. Right. They don't have to open it up, so it stays more consistent that way. And it's easier to keep the moisture in the dirt and in the grass, because I've been told, I think I mentioned this last time we were on, not to use the whole segment talking about the darn field here, but I'm sorry. But they actually water the coconut shells down to keep those moist as well, to keep the moisture in it, I guess, so it doesn't dry out.
Okay. All right. Greg Elliott, thanks you for all that. Well, of course, the groundskeeper at Oracle Park. A couple of things. One, you had a moment the other night that the ball was hit, looked like over the bag, and it was called foul, and you kind of started chatting it up with Larry Vanover, and both of you sort of were, I couldn't read lips, but what was going on there on that ball? It looked like a good conversation.
Well, you know, it looked like it could have possibly been a fair ball. But, I mean, he's got the right angle. He's staring right at it. And, of course, I'm to the side. So I didn't get a good look. I just wanted to ask him about it. I've known Larry for a lot of years. I really wasn't getting on him about the call. I just discussed it with him a little bit. And he said, no, it was definitely a foul ball.
You ever gotten an umpire to change his mind on something like that or admit, it was a little tough, I should have asked for help?
they don't usually admit that. They'll admit when they're wrong, but I've never had one I should have asked for help. You know, I got that one wrongly. It's a call that they have responsibility for, and they miss it, they'll tell you, hey, I missed that one. But now with the review, you know, everything's off the table, because you can review. Well, you can't review that play because it was in front of the umpire, which it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. If we're going to have replay and the ball goes over the bag, there's no reason you can't have a camera in line with that to see if he made the right call or not. Now, the only way you can recall a ground ball over the bag, if it's a line drive and it lands in front of the umpire And he gets turned around. He's trying to get out of the way of the ball. It disrupted him in some manner. Then you can review a ball that was in front of him like that. But typically, you can only review a ball that goes beyond third base or first base umpire, beyond them, where they have to turn around and take a look.
Wow.
All right, that is the professor. Well, Logan Webb last night, 22 years old, made his debut, yeah. And Sean Estes is doing the games. And I know your feelings are out there for Dwayne and the whole Kuiper family losing Henry. But I asked Sean about it. I said, well, you were 22 years old when you made your debut, and apparently he had been playing for you. You guys just won the championship, and during the celebration you told him he's going up. And he started as a 22-year-old, and first of all, that story, if you recall it. And secondly, what do you think of Logan Webb as a 22-year-old? Because you've been around people that age getting to the big leagues. What do you think of – that's a two-part question. What do you think of all that?
Yeah, well, it's a great time in your life. I remember telling Sean he's going to the big leagues. I remember him coming over in the trade and had him in Double-A and then Triple-A, and this guy was as talented as any pitcher I've seen come through San Francisco. You know, three-plus pitches, fastball, curveball, changeup. And it's just an exciting time, even for a manager in the minor leagues or a coach, to tell a player you're going to the big leagues. You know, the smile they get on their face, and it's a lifelong dream. So it's always fun to be able to tell them that. I used to get upset when a farm director, somebody would try to call and tell the player and take the joy away from you as the manager to tell the player he's going to the big leagues, or he's going, you know, he's going up a level if you're managing a Double-A or A ball. But yeah, special time. And I thought Logan last night showed a tremendous amount of poise. I was impressed with the outing, and mostly because he gave up those two runs early and he settled in and it didn't faze him one bit. He had a good look in his eye. He was very composed. He didn't get rattled. And the stuff was crisp. He did a nice job locating. So very positive outing for him. I like what I saw.
I kind of like seeing a guy his age come up and be able to throw a changeup aggressively. You see guys oftentimes, like Lincecum came up and he had the good slider and curveball. Of course, he had the fastball. But when a guy can throw a changeup, it seems like more that he's pitching than that he's throwing.
Yeah, no question. And that's what you look for. When you call guys at the big leagues, unless you're throwing 95 or 96, I've always believed that you could have a great fastball, but if you don't have an off-speed pitch that you can command and throw behind in the count, you may get hitters out in the minor leagues, but when you get to the big leagues, you're not going to get them out. So being able to throw, whether it's a breaking ball or a changeup, is a great off-speed pitch to have. If you can throw that, you know, when it's 1-0 or even 2-0. That's what major league pitchers do. They don't give in with the fastball to the hitters. And when you can do that as a young pitcher and you have that kind of command of your off-speed pitches, you have a better chance to be successful here in the big leagues, where in the minor leagues you don't have to do that as often.
You know, well, you've won all over the place, the minor leagues, World Series, and all the things. You've had so much success. And all of a sudden, this team, and I know I always say teams gel in June, July, by then you know who you are. I think we're getting a taste of who this team really could be right now. And it's interesting how you guys fight for every single game, and the next day is another story. Home runs are flying all over the place, the bullpen end. We saw five home runs given up by the pen the other night. But you look at Pilar, you look at Yastrzemski, you look at Vogt. The team, well, I don't know, from my perspective, maybe yours too, it looks like it's coming together even more now.
Well, to your point, I think we're finding ways to win games. I mean, we had that great July, and then we had a weak period there where we were on the losing end. But we picked right back up, and we're getting after it again. And that's great to see, because we're finding ways to win. It's not, if our starting pitcher doesn't have a good game, the bullpen comes in and does the job. We're winning 10-7 and we're winning 2-1. So, that's the name of the game. And I agree with you, Marty. I think that these guys believe, they know we can do it. We have more continuity, even though we're still making changes. I think the personnel we have is much better than it was in the first half. Guys like Yastrzemski, is really coming into his own. And the veterans you mentioned, Longo swinging, Pilar belt with a grand slam last night. So everybody's chipping in. It's definitely a team effort. you know, offensively, defensively, and pitching. And that's what you have to do. These guys do get ready to play, and they play nine innings. So when you're doing that and you have some veterans and you're mixing some quality young guys or you know, rookies that can get the job done, it's a nice blend, a nice mix to have. So we need to keep it going. You know, you're right. We have been playing well. We're finding ways to win, and hopefully we will continue this year today with our ace on the mound and Bum, and then into Chicago. And then, you know, Oakland's playing well. We got to go back and face them. So it'll be a this coming week will be a test as well.
You said something there that I think is we should make note of, and that the you're still making changes, right? There are guys who are still coming up every day, guys who are still going out every day. Clearly, the sustainability of this run has been there, because back to June and July, you guys have pretty much held serve with how you've played ball, and you said it, you're trying to find ways to win games. How has the team embraced the or taken on the changes to the roster? Because every day it seems like there are new guys here and some guys are leaving, and that can be kind of rough, seems like, on a team like that where you're playing together for 6 months.
Yeah, Adam, you're right. I think at the beginning of the year it was an adjustment for a lot of the veteran guys that have been here. We just didn't have that type of player movement constantly, and guys were coming in and coming out. Of course, we weren't performing that well either. So, you know, when you're not winning games, you know, you look to things, or that might be disruptive, or you make excuses for this and that when you're not winning. But, you know, when you're winning games and guys are performing and you're plugging in key players and using the roster to the best of your ability, which I think we've had. You know, we've moved guys in and out, but we're never short with the arms. If we got, you know, if we had a tough day pitching-wise and we got a couple pitchers that can't throw that day, you know, Farhan's been able to make a move and get us arms in here, so we have fresh arms. And over the course of the season, you know, there's probably five or six games in there where you want to stay away from pitchers you don't use, and you got to let your starter go longer before you know it. You know, you're down in those games. But we haven't been like that because we're getting fresh bodies in there, fresh arms. And position-wise, we're doing the same thing. If a guy needs a day off or Dickerson's hurt, we're getting somebody in here to contribute. So my hat's off to him in that regard. We've done a good job of, you know, being ready to win today's game and staying at full strength, whether we have some pitchers that threw a lot or we have a position player that's banged up a little bit. And the team is, you know, it's business as usual. You know, earlier in the year they looked at it one way, and I think now, you know, nobody even blinks an eye when we make a move. It's just what we're doing, and we're trying to be as good as we can to win that game that day.
Yeah, well, you said it perfectly. Perfectly, and I think that's where we are in August. The transition's happened, and it's almost like a playoff transition. You do everything you can to win today, and we'll worry about tomorrow. So I'm with you 100% on that. Looking at the team and just the way things are, I was thinking about September 1st, because you can have all the call-ups, and the way things have been going, you're going to have people dressing in the bunker. You're going to need another locker room September 1st. Russ Stanley's going to be selling so many tickets to the families on September 1st. This is going to be an interesting last 6 weeks. I'm telling you, you nailed it perfectly, because it's win today, and we'll worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, no question. And it'll be interesting to see what we do in September. You know, we've replenished in a lot of ways through the trades. You know, we have a couple guys down there in the minor leagues that are doing very, very good that we just got in a recent trades. The outfielder from Melanson, what's his name, Marty?
Davis. Jalen Davis.
Davis and, of course, Dupont. And, you know, we have some other guys that are doing the job down there. We've made quite a few changes. So, we'll get reinforcements. And it'll be September. How many guys we get remains to be seen, but we'll see where the health of the club and where we're at and who we need. So let's finish August strong. But to your point, it's nice to know September's around the corner, where if you do have some players down there that can help you win games, you get stronger. You know, in some Septembers you don't have that help. You know, you have the team you have, and you don't have a guy that can really come up and contribute, you know. And it looks like we may have some guys that will get an opportunity to mix in like we have been all year, using these guys to match them up and get the most out of our team.
I think it's terrific. One last thought for you. I know you got to run. We go to school with the professor here, Adam. I don't know if you saw this last night as well, but Scooter Jeanette swung and missed and got hit by the ball, whoa, and then ran, and he was running the second. They threw him out. What the heck was going on there? What's the rule?
Well, you know, you can run on a third strike, right? You're free to go to first, go to second. So that's what he did. But the umpires had the conversation after because he swung at the pitch, but the ball actually hit him in the foot. So if you swing on a third strike and you get hit, you're out. The ball is dead and you're out.
Got it.
So
it,
he didn't even have to run. But nobody knew it hit his foot. And I guess Avila, the catcher, told the umpire, hey, that ball hit his foot. I don't know why he would even brought that up. He threw the guy out at second. But that's why the umpires all got together and talked about it. So regardless whether he threw him out or not, he was out. He couldn't even run. The ball is dead because it hit him on the third strike. So everybody was a little confused on that. Nobody knew what was going on, but they got the call right in the end.
All right, and you got to win, and Logan Webb did well, and the crazy game Friday night with Yastrzemski with three home runs. This is something else. Well, I'm telling you, we haven't been down this road before, and Farhan's got it figured out, and I think you guys have got it figured out, and Bochy's making moves, this is all new. These next 6 weeks are going to be interesting.
Yes, no question about it. Let's keep this train moving in the right direction.
Okay. All right. Have a great day today. We'll be watching you. You know, you're scoring a bunch of runs. You don't have to jam anybody in there anymore.
Yeah. Well, I tried to the other night. I get a little lazy. We had a 5-run lead, and I said, that's the time to jam them in. And, of course, he was out at home plate, and they came back and tied the game. That's when you feel awful. You can't take anything for granted in this game. You know,
isn't
even when
true?
You're supposed to be aggressive and you think you got a comfortable lead, you don't know. The team comes back and ties it, and then, of course, we get 2 runs later on in that game and to take the lead in extras, and they come back and tie it again. So we won't take anything for granted, and we'll try to make the best decisions in the moment we can.
Well, you're doing great. Great, great week of baseball and a lot coming up. Well, take care, and we'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Good being with you.
All right. That is the professor, Ron Wotus.